I'm currently directing the Coast Union High School production of The Wizard of Oz. And as you know, near the end of that show, Dorothy clicks her heels 3 times and repeats, "There's no place like home." So I thought it'd be interesting to draw some comparisons between my life and Dorothy's. Now, Dorothy was an orphan, and although I wasn't an orphan, I, like a lot of other children, at times felt that sense of loss and fear and abandonment that makes orphans such a strong metaphor in stories. And for me, that time came when I was 6 years old. My parents divorced, and it was a vicious divorce, exemplified by the fact that my dad retained custody of my sister and I at a time when that was unheard of. It was against my mom's wishes. And so any sense of home and sanctuary that I had up to that point was caught in the path of a cyclone and ripped from its foundations, and soon I found myself spinning in a funnel full of fear, feeling lost and abandoned. After we left the house, we lived in an apartment complex where my grandma was the manager, and since my dad had to work full time, he left us mostly in the care with my grandma, and she did her best to give us that sense of sanctuary, that sense of home. She was a good woman, but my heart ached, and there was only one thing I wanted at that time, and that was for my mom and dad to get back together, to move back into the house, and to return back to normal. It was the dream of a child. After a couple years, my dad remarried, and I found myself with a new family, a stepmom, 2 stepsisters, a stepbrother, and I had hope that at last that sense of home and sanctuary that I'd been looking for had finally arrived. We did things as a family. We went on picnics, we went on vacations. I called my stepmom, Mom. But for some reason, I don't know why, after a fairly short amount of time, the relationship between my stepmother and I took a turn for the worse. And she became hypervigilant and overly critical. And she took every opportunity to bemean me. And through the years, often the thought would go through my head, reach my lips, and I would whisper out, "She's the Wicked Witch." This lasted for the better part of 10 years, till my dad finally couldn't ignore it anymore. And so we moved out into an apartment. And I still found myself spinning in that funnel. And Dorothy had help from someone with long, wild hair, a perpetual smile on her face, a high-pitched, funny voice, Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. Well, at that time, I was still on that search for that sense of home and sanctuary, and I had help from someone as well. I had never met him before, but he also had long, wavy hair, a perpetual smile on his face, and he spoke in a high-pitched, funny voice as well. And his name was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. He was the founder of the Transcendental Meditation Movement, and in high school, I signed up. Glinda showed Dorothy the path to Oz by the yellow brick road, and the Maharishi expounded the path to enlightenment, or cosmic consciousness as he called it, via transcendental meditation. So when I was in high school, I started going to the lessons, It's really a simple technique. Back then, they made a big deal out of it, but you could really teach somebody in about an hour. And on the day of graduation is when you sit with your teacher alone in a room. I had a teacher, I was alone in the room. And the teacher gives you a mantra, a word in Sanskrit that you repeat over and over again to help you bring you back into focus, bring you back into the moment, to give you some peace of mind between thoughts. And I remember the first time I had a sensation like I was flying in that room. And for the first time in a long time, I felt a sense of peace of mind. Now, I have been an informal practitioner since that time. But I've practiced enough to know that I've developed two skills by using meditation. One is breathing and the breath, and I'm not talking just about breathing for oxygen, but breathing in the energy of the universe. And listening, not just listening with your ears, but listening with your whole being to the energy of the universe. And it's those two things that I've learned through meditation, and I know there's many paths to this peace of mind. I've learned those two things, and each time that I remember them and I practice them, and it brings me back into that feeling of peace, that feeling of home, that feeling of sanctuary. And I know wherever I'm at, and no matter what situation I'm in, that's always there for me. I can always return to that. I can always depend on that. And I couldn't help but think that as my teacher gave me my mantra during my graduation for meditation, so did Glinda give Dorothy her mantra by telling her to repeat over and over again, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." So she could return back to that place of home and sanctuary. Coincidentally, if you ask any of the great actors in the world what are two of the most important skills there are for turning in a good performance, two of my students here can tell me right now if I ask them. One is listening. And I tell my students, year after year, I tell them, not just listening with your ears, but listening with your whole being to the energy of the audience, to the energy of your fellow actors, to the energy of the universe. And breathing in the energy and channeling it back out. These are two skills you ask any actor, and they say, those two skills are what make us turn in a good performance. And I tell my students this year after year. But I tell them in the context that this is what you need to do in order to turn in a good performance, in order to tell the story well. But what I don't tell them is this. I'm not so concerned with that performance. My hope is that I'm a guide out of many guides that you may have throughout your life, that can show you a path to peace of mind, to your own sense of home, your own sense of sanctuary. And you can always depend on that, and no matter what situation you're in, it'll always be there for you. And that's my story.